Warning. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I was not able to make it back to Florida in time to record today's show, so this is a road trip version of Florida Men. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Men. I'm Joel, and this is a shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world. News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man-like, or things you've experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass. Now, you may have noticed that Phil is not here with me because I'm still in Michigan for family stuff, but since you all met my brother Travis back in episode 47, I invited him on the show to tell us a story from up here at the other end of I-75. Welcome, Travis.
What's going on? I'll do my best, Phil, while I'm here. I will drink, eat into the microphone, and mispronounce as many words as possible.
Sounds good. All right, so you sent me a story that you wanted to include today.
Yeah, Michigan's a little dry right now for the wacky stories. I think Florida man stories are in Florida for a reason. But this one, yeah, it's the old Michigan meth mama. We've got out of Gaylord, Michigan, a 27-year-old woman was arrested after police discovered she had been stashing suspected meth in a body cavity.
And those body cavities are in air quotes.
In quotes.
Body I wonder cavity. Which body cavity that possibly could
we
be.
They obviously put it in quotes because they suspect we will understand it was probably her vajayjay. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't the rectal.
No, because I think they would just come out and say it. I think they just say, hey, this chick shoved this shit up her ass. Yeah, the body cavity to me is for sure suspected to be.
I mean, it could be in her ear.
Nah, come on.
But it's suspected meth. They didn't. Yes. They didn't have the test back by press time.
Right, right. So the arrest came after Michigan State Police troopers stopped a vehicle driven by a 34-year-old Boyne City man.
Boyne City?
Boyne City.
Boyne.
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 Okay.
B-O-Y-N-E. Boyne.
All right.
Yeah. It's up north. Where the, ski resort.
Everything is up north to me.
Yeah. They arrested the Boyne City man for a registration plate violation and obstructed view of the windshield on M32 in Gaylord on July 14th. Now, you would think if you are knowingly transporting meth in a body cavity, you might want to get that plate registration up to date.
Yeah. Well, it says that it was driven by a Boyne City man.
Right.
So it wasn't the
you
meth
don't,
mama.
You don't think he knew the meth was in the vehicle, though?
Well, I don't think she maybe cared whether the vehicle was properly licensed and registered.
Yeah. You know what that tells me? That tells me the Boyne City man probably hadn't recently been in the area of the quote-unquote body cavity.
Possibly. Quite possibly. But an obstructed view of the windshield. So that's like some kind of sticker or something in the
window. It could be.
I mean, that's nothing in Florida.
No. Usually, if you want to pull somebody over in Michigan, you look for visual impairments, shit hanging from the rear view mirror.
Okay.
The
broken taillight, that
graduation tassel.
You can.
Absolutely. Visual impairment, pull them over.
Wow. That's pretty strict.
Yeah.
We don't do that down in Florida.
you
can drive with your muffler hanging half off, dragging on the road.
Right.
Lighting sparks up and they won't pull you over for that.
So the driver had also reportedly been swerving and had almost struck a semi truck. Upon stopping the vehicle, troopers learned that the driver was wanted on an active warrant out of Antrim County.
So they pulled him over for the plate violation and the windshield, even though he was swerving. And almost
he almost hit somebody.
Okay.
So they had multiple reasons to pull this vehicle over.
Yeah, I guess that way they can't say, well, I wasn't swerving, he just made that up. Actually can say, no, you've got something in your windshield.
Absolutely. I pulled you over for this, you were swerving. No, I wasn't. Well, you also have a visual impairment.
Yeah, that's
in the windshield, and your registration's out of date.
That's an objective, not a subjective. Yeah,
right. I mean, they had plenty of probable cause to pull him over.
All right.
But, I mean, he was probably high on meth.
I would think that would make you drive a little bit straighter.
Well, you would think, unless he's high on meth, he's already,
tweaking.
Yeah. making them a little nervous with the steering wheel.
Especially when a cop's following you.
Right. So maybe he was closer to the body cavity than we originally thought. If he was high on meth, maybe he was in that.
Maybe he had meth mouth.
Yeah, maybe he had meth mouth. I'm gonna wager that these people don't have a good dental plan. Troopers also found evidence that the passenger, 27-year-old Rochelle Cook, right there.
Rochelle.
The name right there. That Rochelle, screams Rochelle. Meth head. Yeah. That's Rochelle, Rochelle.
Oh, okay.
Rochelle.
So this almost looks like Rachel, but with an extra L.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah.
And where's she from?
She's from Jackson. Our hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our hometown of Jackson. But Rochelle Cook, and she's got the perfect last name Cook. For a meth head, Cook.
Yeah.
She's
Is that her name or is that her profession?
Yeah, right.
Or
right.
Is it both?
Yeah. Little Walter White throwback. He's a cook. Yep. Rochelle Cook of Jackson may be in possession of meth and may have secreted the drug in a body cavity.
Not secreted.
When I read it, I was in full fill mode and I said secreted. Because I thought she maybe was
oozing a little meth.
Bringing it out. Yeah, or something. It was oozing out.
What's that smell?
What is that? What's poking out of your shorts?
That's amphetamine and
household cleaners or whatever. They make meth with. Cook was transported to the Otsego Memorial Hospital where medical professionals removed suspected meth from the body cavity. The substance was seized. Ugh. And Cook was lodged in the Otsego County Jail.
Oh, she got some lodging.
Yeah.
Lodged. That's a nice way of incarcerated.
It was lodged. The driver was taken to Antrim County Jail on the outstanding warrant. Cook has been charged with one count of possession of meth.
That's it?
I mean, she had one rock or so in her...
I don't know, does it come in rocks?
Coochie?
I thought it was crystals.
Well, it's one slat, it's a little chunk.
I guess if you only got one piece, you only get one count. Unless, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it works up here, but... Yeah, it just, I guess, depends on the amount.
Yeah. She was arraigned in 87th District Court on July 15th. Now, my question is, how did they suspect she had meth in her
in
cooch?
The hoo-ha.
How did they come to that? We suspect the passenger might have drugs in her vagina.
Did they smell it? I mean, that's usually how they catch people
with
weed.
Did they have a dog
I don't
there?
Know what meth smells
I mean,
like.
I don't know. If they had him out of the car, maybe, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, the canine just keeps sniffing, yeah. Keeps alerting to her hoo-ha. Maybe he's just a pussy hound.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, that's our listener quickie show for this week from the great state of Michigan. And if you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know. Oh, did you know Rachel Cook or Rochelle Cook? She is from your hometown here.
She's a little bit younger than me. She's only 27. So
I know. You're
not in the same circle, but right. The chances are I know someone who knows her.
All right. Well, if you've got a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. This podcast was recorded at Travis's dinner table in Jackson, Michigan, and mixed somewhere on I-75 southbound. As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
And Tracy, you can kiss Phil's ass.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. Got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
How do you think the medical professionals get the meth out? Do they put her in stirrups? They make her, like, use a squatty potty or something? What? She up on a chair squatting down?
Well, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Pulling it out. My guess is she had it wrapped up in a little baggie.
You would hope.
It's one count. It's one count. So there was only one little crystal rock in there. That was it. So stupid. It's probably
Maybe
all they could afford.
She just had one giant crack rock or meth rock.
Like it wasn't broke up yet. It was.
Yeah, and she was using it like a dildo.
You know, it was done on a cookie sheet and it was snap, snap, just a big flat.
Like a brick.
And she inserted it like an envelope in a mail slot.